Elissa Walker Campbell, want to welcome you in to the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you've made it a point to join us on this Friday night. Before we get underway, remember, you can always listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Remember, normal data rates apply. And big things going on here at YSR. I'm going to be packing my bags with the guys heading to Las Vegas. We want to encourage you to go to YSRSuperWeek.com. One lucky listener from my show will be joining us at the Palazzo for 3 days and 2 nights in July. So you want to sign up and enter to win. We're going to kick things off tonight. We're going to have some, go around the horn, go talk some MLB with my man. We have missed him. He's not been around for the past couple of weeks, was on vacation. We had all the flooding. Andy Pondillo, first time to kick off the show. It's good to have you back, Andy. You look great.
Well, it's exciting to be here, and it's good that we made it through those floods, so everything's well in Houston.
Yeah, it was a little bit crazy. So, you know, before we talk some MLB, I know the finals got underway on Thursday night. What are you looking for? What intrigues you the most about this series between the Cavs and the Warriors, Andy?
Well, it's an interesting concept when you get Stephen Curry versus LeBron James. You have two of the biggest superstars facing off versus one another. The NBA is a superstar league, so you know that's going to draw ratings, and that's what it's all about. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun for the fans, a lot of people to see those all-star matchups, the ones they drop in their head. I guess when it comes to an NBA fan, they'd want to see Kevin Love in this, and I feel like they've been a little cheated by that injury, but oh well.
Well, on tonight's show, we will be talking about that. Kevin Love, he really hasn't made that difference. I'm not sure that the Cavs have actually even missed him, Andy.
It's just all about the name power. More names, more people. That's how the NBA works.
But what about those rookie coaches? I mean, here you got two coaches that have never been in the finals before.
Well, that's if David Blatt's really coaching a team. Is it LeBron James coaching a team, or is it David Blatt coaching a team? But it's always an intriguing storyline to get a couple first-year coaches squaring off. That definitely brings hope to a first-year coach that goes to another organization that he could be the next guy that makes a huge jump.
Okay, Andy Pondillo is helping us start things off. He's our leadoff man tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And how about the Houston Astros? I think you are, Andy, ever since we've been talking about him, you're like the lucky charm. So they continue to lead the AL West, but I mean, what moves do you think that they need to be made in order to keep them on top?
Now, the Astros are an interesting team because a lot of the national pundits are going to say that the way they're winning games may not be the way they can continue to keep winning games come August. The offense, very home run dependent. They lead Major League Baseball in home runs, and it's been a lot of fun to watch them just bash the ball all over the field. They say power hitters go into slumps. That is true. We have seen some really dramatic slumps from this team. We've seen Springer have an awful start to the season. We've seen Gattis have an awful month for his first month as an Astro. But yet, the team still, they still scored quite a bit of runs. If it's not Gattis hitting a home run, it's Valbuena. If it's not Valbuena, it's Springer. If it's not anybody in the main core of the middle of the order, you're going to have Jason Castro at the bottom knocking one out. Jake Mariznick was a huge contributor in the nine hole at the beginning of the year. So you're getting contributions from everyone. That leads me to believe that this offense may actually be for real. And with Carlos Correa, you know, just right now getting so close coming to the major leagues, they've bumped him up to AAA. They don't necessarily have to go get another hitter when maybe the best hitter is waiting in AAA. Already seen it with Preston Tucker. He's come to the Astros from the minor leagues. He's batting third now. So the impact players offensively may not be on other organizations. They may be on this roster already, just waiting to mature and be that type of major league hitter in the middle of the order. As for the pitching, they're going to have to make a move in the starting rotation. If they want to get a starter, they can get any starter they want. They have the best farm system in all of baseball. They can match any team trade for trade. And it just depends. Do they want to give up mid-level, top-level prospects to get a starter? I think they're going to get a starting pitcher. Now, will they get the starting pitcher? I'm not sure yet.
Oh, and how about Cole Hamels? I mean, he continues to be tossed around as far as going to Houston. I mean, is this your guy?
I think that's got to be the guy. If you're going to go all in this year, you're going to do it for Cole Hamels. You're not going to do it for Johnny Cueto. That's the other name you hear tossed around, but he's a guy you're only going to get for a rental. You don't want to make a big trade, a big splash right now, unless you're getting a guy like Cole, who has $90 million left on his contract. He has 3 years left on his contract. really, you're going to get the Phillies to pay for a lot of this deal. They're not getting rid of Cole Hamels unless they're going to pay some of the money off of it. So let's just say you get him for 3 years, $60 million, or 3 years, $50 million, or something of that figure. It's actually a discount for what you're going to go and sign next season. Next season, you have David Price on the market. Cueto hits the market. Jordan Zimmermann hits the market. These guys are going to make $180 million. They're going to make 6 years, 7 years under contracts. That's a risk to take for a pitcher. I think the Astros are in a good position to where they can match, again, any team prospect for prospect in order to make a deal. It's going to come at a very steep price to get a guy like Cole Hamels. If you do get him, you put Hamels, you put Keuchel at the top of the rotation, those two left-handers. There is not another team in the American League that can match that.
You know, it's interesting. We were talking earlier, Andy, that the team factor has been a huge asset for the Astros. I mean, including, you know, bench players. It's all hands on deck. When you bring in someone like, perhaps, hypothetically, a Cole Hamels, I mean, how long will it take for him to get comfortable, make that transition, and to be able to fit in?
I feel like immediately. I think that his numbers may blossom, or they go up a little bit, because the AL West, I feel like it's a more difficult division to pitch in than the NL East is right now. However, I don't expect it to change very much. Cole is a proven winner, a World Series champion. He's done it in postseason play, and he's been awfully consistent. You look at his numbers year in and year out, the ERA, the wins, those are subjective of what type of team you're on. But what's not subjective are the innings pitched. This guy, even for losing teams, he's pitched 215, 220 innings. He is absolutely consistent, a workhorse. You put him behind Keuchel, it makes everybody better in this rotation. It makes the bullpen better because the bullpen's not going to get taxed as much. And when you look at playoff rotations, it's all everybody talks about once you get to postseason plays, that starting pitching. It just doesn't get better than that. I think that he would fit in perfectly with this clubhouse, and I'd hope this would be a place he'd want to come join for the next three seasons.
Oh, our very own Andy Pondillo giving us some MLB news and notes right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Great way to kick off tonight's show, and we are so glad that you have made a point to join us over the next 2 hours. Quickly, Andy, tell the listeners across the country where they can check you out.
They can find me on climbingtowershill.com. Astro Chat is the name of the podcast.
Okay, so we are out in the AL West. We're in our backyard. We're talking about the Houston Astros, obviously the hottest team in baseball. And one of the things, and one of the storylines, comeback victories are common. And it just seems like this team, they're not intimidated by anybody. They're going to keep grinding it out and finding a way to make it happen.
The thing I go back to this season, I go back to a Padres series. They're in San Diego. Padres are a team that a lot of people thought are going to the playoffs, could win the NL West, could dethrone the World Series champions last year, San Francisco Giants. Maybe not as good as a lot of people thought they were, but the Astros go and they sweep the Padres. And in the final game, they blew up Craig Kimbrell. And nobody, I mean, there is nobody that blows up Craig Kimbrell. This guy is about as automatic of a closer as we've seen in baseball. The Astros went in, got him out of the game. He couldn't even get three outs. And they have done this to a number of relief pitchers now, where maybe they go six innings and they look awful. They get two or three hits. People start to wonder, are these the real Astros? And then all of a sudden they blow a guy up for four or five runs late in the game. I think there are a lot of fastball hitters in this lineup. They can hit the long ball. You throw 98. You better locate it on this team, because if they catch one, all of a sudden it's a three-run swing with the amount of power that they possess in this lineup. It's a lineup that I feel is built perfectly to hit relief pitching. And I don't know if I've ever said that with a team, because the way relief pitching is specialized now, they tend to come in and just shut teams down when you have a good bullpen. But when they come in to face the Astros, you have to be almost absolutely perfect. For whatever reason, they're a little more locked in the seventh and eighth inning. They seem to get those runners home from third a lot better in the seventh and eighth inning. And maybe they need a punch to the gut every so often. Maybe it wakes that offense up. And every single time, it's not just that. It's even when they lose two or three games in a row. Everyone wants to start to think that maybe this team's starting to slow down a little bit. Maybe they'll come back to reality. And every time that happens, they win three or four more right after that. So they keep answering. They answer in games. They answer in series. It's been fun to watch. And, you know, even for me, for a guy that was higher on the Astros than most, it's been quite surprising this year.
Okay, we're getting ready to go to commercial break. But I got to ask you this. I mean, you're a baseball guy. You spend a lot of time over there. What's the vibe like now? How different is it this year as opposed to the past couple of years?
Oh, it's a party. When they win games at the end of the day, it's a party over there. And these guys are pumped after they get their wins, but they also know it's a long season. A.J. Hinch has done a great job uniting this team, really bringing this team together. And what's even more notable is when they do lose a tough game, these guys, it's not a thing where, okay, we won the series, it's okay. No, it's not okay. When they lose games, these guys are upset. And I haven't seen that before. It's that competitive mentality.
It's pride.
And they want to go out there and win every single game. Obviously, that's not going to happen, but they make no excuses, and I like what I see from that team.
Oh, great stuff. Andy Pondillo with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. More Houston Astros talk out in the AL West after this quick break.